All right, so go over this one more time for me.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to make a rope ladder out of this 50-foot of rope here.
Yes, and then that rope ladder combined with my magical beanstalk that I can grow will be enough so that we can get onto the wall of the tower.
Oh, Rix, you'll have to, you know, secure this rope ladder at the top of the wall so we can climb up the rest of the way.
All right, I can do that.
Okay, that's good.
We gotta sneak into the room with the portal.
Yes, we're trying to get onto the ground floor so that all of the evil things in the courtyard cannot get us.
Probably yes. We'll still be seen once we get in by somebody, but...
Well, hopefully we can just sneak, you know, and just go through the portal mirror things and go to the second floor.
Yes, a lot of today I am going to spend training you and Valdine to say the magical phrases to operate the magical mirror crystal teleportions.
Oh, I'm going to learn another language.
Yeah, you have to know how to say the scold phrases.
That's a good idea.
We'll work on that.
Oh, how fun. And then we have to, you know, go through another portal on the second floor, right? To get to where the all the ravens are.
We go from the ravens on the second portal up to the third floor.
But yes. That's the one we need the key for, yeah?
Oh, yes. We need to get that sylph lady. The magical sylph.
Oh, with the blue skin and the white hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, perhaps I can talk to her. Maybe she will give us key.
All right.
I still think, Bolka, that holy woman does not necessarily mean friend to good cleric.
Well, if talking doesn't work, I'll shoot him.
And then we go up top to, you know, take out the witch guy. The witch guy.
Yes, Radusek. We kill Radusek.
Is still witch is proper PC, like
we
a warlock?
We slaughter everyone in tower. We close portal. We destroy all of Goralieva Elvana's plans.
We've got to let Thora loose and get her back to Kappa and leave the portal open so they can get through and be safe.
Kill everyone but Thora.
We're not killing Thora.
And then don't forget, we need Gary and Kappa will wait here.
Yes, they'll stay here, take care of the kids.
And Arbogazer.
And Arbogazer can go.
Arbogazer's going to go back through the portal so he can see his brother back in Heldren.
Won't that be nice? I wish I was there to see that.
And we gather up all the
loot. I wish I was there just in general.
Gary, you're okay staying here? Because I do have you not coming with, but still important job for you to stay here and watch Kappa and the kids.
Yes, that should be... And he pauses for a second.
Uh-oh.
And he just stares into the middle distance.
Apolka?
And your 4 hours are up.
No!
And you just, like, see him look around. He just looks really sad.
Are you okay, Gary?
Sure.
It's okay. I'm your real friend.
Well, we're all here together helping each other out.
But I'm magical, but did not magical friendship. Do you need a hug, Gary?
No, it is okay. You all...
Gary...
You all do not have to pretend to be my friend.
Gary...
That is what other guards did. And... I do not want that kind of friendship anymore. I wish you all good luck. Thank you for not killing
Gary.
Me. I will stay here with Kappa and I'll protect the kids. That is least I can do for you all sparing my life.
Well, that turned out for the best.
So here you all sit now inside of this underground hovel. Having just gone over your plan, it is now relatively afternoon-ish. I think we're at about 1 p.m. You guys have gone over your plan on how you want to infiltrate the Pale Tower. And your good, good, charmed friend, Gary, is no longer your good, good, charmed friend.
Our good, good friend.
He's just a guy, and he just looks really sad at all of you. And
Gary,
he just kind of like...
Do you want to talk about it? I have been charmed before. I understand.
Then you understand that there is nothing to say.
I don't understand that. No, I would have loved to have someone who would sit me down and talk me through all of the psychological damage that my mama did when she charmed me, but I don't. This is just me.
Vasilis always has something to say.
I'm a talker.
Bulka charmed me, so I would not. So I would let prisoners go, which made me traitor.
You're right. It is Bulka's fault that you lost your fingers and your job. But
and then you guys used me to plot even further against the White Witches.
Oh, but we're going to take you to White Throne to go see your family.
Yes. Oh, yay, great.
No, but Gary, here's the thing.
Will you, though?
Gary,
don't need to.
Gary, look at me. I am very honest when I want to be, okay? And I want to be honest with you right now.
Okay.
What I shall honestly say to you right now is, I like you, okay?
Okay.
We need to go to White Throne because we need to destroy Coil Yeva Elvana because she is stupid and is going against Baba Yaga. So you think right now, oh, I am in a bad position because I have lost my job. Really, what has happened is your future job for the real Queen of Irisin has been saved because you are not helping Elvana, the fake Queen of Irisin, who needs to step down because it's the centennial.
Yes, right side of history, and early too. You are early adopter. Yes. It's very
sounds
good.
To me like you're doing a diplomacy check.
Can
I aid? Yeah.
You are on the right side of history now with the right people.
And Gary is going to do a sense motive to see if you actually fucking care about
it. If only my diplomacy was good.
27 to aid, so that's a plus 2.
7. Plus 2 is 9.
Valdine just kind of narrows his eyes and looks at Gary.
That's 9.
That's not good.
And you rolled a 9?
I rolled a 7.
You rolled a 7, so that's a 9. Your explanation was good.
Okay.
The roll just wasn't for you. I'm gonna put you up to a 13, so you tie Gary with his sense motive.
I mean, I'm not lying.
You're not. That's why I made it diplomacy.
Like, it's not a deception.
No, it's not. You're right.
My motives are pure.
That's why I didn't have you do a
bluff.
Bluff. It's a diplomacy because you're.
But you don't roll sense motive against diplomacy, though.
Yeah.
He's trying to get a sense of like her. Yeah.
It's a separate thing.
Yeah, it's a separate sort of. Yeah, no.
It's not the opposed.
They line up, and Gary's like, okay. I still wish that you all would have tried to reason with me without the magic, but I understand the situations. And
I must say, I am sorry. I am sorry. At the time, I felt rushed, and I felt it was the only way.
No, Bulka, I should have. Bulka, you are my favorite person in town. I will continue to help. When you all are ready, we will go to White Throne, and we will talk to my family. We will find you all a safe place to stay while you are there. It will be okay.
Oh, yes. We appreciate the help very much.
Sounds like the best outcome we could hope for.
Well, and what we're planning is hoping to get Thor back here so that her family, you know, Kappa and the kiddos can all...
Yes, I am all for saving the family. Yes. They should be together like all
and
families.
And maybe
yes.
Even if their papa is
Throne, I will
stationed very far away in another tower and has not seen his children.
I do not.
Has less fingers,
so
too.
Sad.
I honestly do not understand this whole I miss my family so much stuff, but that's okay. It's different families.
I thought you were a summer witch. Your ice heart sounds pretty cold right now.
No,
I understand wanting to see your loved ones.
Yes,
I miss Hildren. I don't miss my family.
Do you know the ache in your heart you feel for the good girl Marigold, as you call her?
Marigold is...
Yes, she is your family.
So lost.
Marigold is your family. That is the ache my heart feels for mine.
Okay.
And I have not seen them for many
years.
Don't
worry, we will get you back to your donkey family.
back in Tal'Dor, you had the Tal'Dan fuck buddy.
No, well,
do
yes.
You, oh, Yosef, yeah.
Yeah, do, so, I mean, so that yeah. Is like...
A woodsman.
Is that not like some
no,
kind of family?
Yeah, yes, Heldren and the people of the town and Yosef and Marigold are my, I suppose, the family which I have selected for myself instead of the one which... Is witches, I, you know,
so Gary's connection is same like that, but actually yes, with also okay. with blood as well.
Well, yeah, similar. I can understand that.
Well, I'm glad that wasn't a whole big horrible thing.
I was ready
Gary
to shoot him.
Is good guy, got 4 on D100 for how good he was.
Yeah,
1 being great guy, 100 being oh shit.
Worst guy. It was actually an 8.
Oh, was it?
It was an 8.
Mm-hmm. Well, shit, never mind. He hates you guys.
Oh, no.
He's still good. He's still
those
in the top 10.
Points.
He's still in the top 10%.
Yeah, that's fine.
Cool. That's fine. Well, we won't have to retcon it.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
Good. Do you wish for us to go with you on day part of trip?
You should stay here and protect. We need you to protect.
Be very to well. Stay here.
Kappa
yes.
And the kids.
If we do not come back, you can figure out what to do, but that's because we are probably dead, so, you know.
We will come back.
Oh, yes. We will definitely come back.
I feel like Bolka is watching sure. Over us.
Would you say to
yes,
Bolka?
Yes, you are right here.
Yes, oh no, other Bolka is, I believe, watching as well.
I've heard Bolka provides. I've heard that before.
Yes, always.
This is really sweet.
Are you okay, Hatch?
I just really love my family, and I'm really glad that you have family, too.
Oh.
Where's Hatch's family?
It's Kappa's family, right?
I think he
family,
most of
right?
Them are right here.
Okay.
Yes. We just gotta get Thora back. Yes, that's right.
Aw, oh, there you go, buddy. All it's right. Okay. We're gonna go save your little twerp, and everything's gonna go fine.
You never know the right thing to say. But I appreciate you trying.
I should go start unpacking Ghost so that we can only take
yes.
What's most important for
yes.
The fight ahead.
Good, yes.
And as she's going through her stuff.
Yes, you'll see that I pull off a spear, a skull spear.
What are those?
No. It's a one, it's one thing. It's just a one spear.
Oh, so fancy.
It's a little dark, is it like... Well, let me see if it's necromancy.
Is a little yes. Bit
well, we found it on a troll, and it changed size when it we picked it up, and then it was handed to me, and it changed size again.
Watch
so we know
this.
It's something magical.
Watch this, Marge. Hand yes. It to Valdine.
Oh, here, hold it, Valdine.
Valdine ooh. Takes it,
and it grows to a medium-sized.
Oh my goodness!
Spear.
It's some sort of transmutation. You know what? I will look. I will
hand
look
it to Bolka.
It shrinks stays ever
the same
so
size.
Slightly
stays the same
because
size.
He's a dwarf, but medium still.
It shrinks
1 inch. I could not really tell. Did something happen? You know, like when Darth Maul lights his lightsaber and like, wait, did the handle get like a tiny bit mm-hmm. Bigger? Just imperceptibly almost?
You detect an aura of faint enchantment.
Ooh.
Okay.
Interesting.
Wait a second.
Yes.
If you are going to try to identify this spear.
You do not know what it is?
I completely failed to figure out more than yet it changes sizes, which is most obvious, really. But I think maybe I can help you to figure it out. And I give you a wink, and then I give you some fortune,
oh,
hex-wise.
Nice.
It's like the opposite of an evil eye. I'm like, hey, Bolka. Roll twice and take the better.
Oh, so it's like advantage.
A wink, wink.
Can I borrow Amanda's D20?
You can.
It's so much more fun to do it this way.
It seems to do good when it's a snowflake roll.
I don't know if I've seen something like this before, but 20 knowledge arcana.
That's pretty good. Do, 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 do. You get it.
Yes! I don't think I've seen this before, but I'm sensing something.
So, this is a spear of manhunting. If you ready it against a charge attack and your attack hits, you get a +2 shield bonus to your AC against that creature until your next turn. In addition, It automatically resizes to match the size of its wielder when grasped, and once per day on a successful critical hit, the wielder of a Spear of Manhunting can cast Hold Person as an immediate action on the target hit by the attack.
Whoa!
DC 13 negates. The Hold Person effect immediately ends if the spear is dropped or withdrawn, such as by making additional attacks with the weapon.
Wow.
Oh my goodness. If you stab somebody really good with this, it could actually like freeze them in place. Not freeze like cold, but just like make them stop.
Okay. Well, you know, I haven't had a whole lot of practice with this spear, so I'll just do the best I can.
Also, someone comes like charging at you. You see someone coming running at you. You can like put it in the ground and stabilize it and will help protect you.
Well, that's good.
I don't know how I know this. This is what your spirit can do. Now you at least know.
Mm. Well, it's always good to know more.
Well, you all should probably rest and take your time, and then you are going to be leaving day after tomorrow?
We are going to leave tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And arrive
tomorrow
late
evening.
Tomorrow. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, after dark.
It is probably best if everybody stays here, just in case guards are looking.
Oh, yes.
Please make yourselves all comfortable, and Gary, come on, let us, I would love to hear more about your family. Come, let us have tea, and we can talk about our children. It sounds very nice, Kappa. That would be nice.
So what does everybody else do? You have the rest of today, and you have the night, and then tomorrow morning.
It is time for Scald 101, also we watch while Marge makes beautiful rope ladder.
Okay.
I like that a lot. So you are going to be teaching the Scald passwords to Marge and Valdine.
All right.
What are your guys' base linguistics checks? Because that's what this is going to be, and I want to know how long it takes you to figure it out.
-2.
And what's funny is, you can't do linguistics untrained, but like...
Can I teach just with flat, my linguistics
just
check?
Flat roll 20. Just 0.
0? No points in it either? Nope. Okay. You guys are going to both have -4.
I'm not sure.
I think they're a DC 20 each.
Oh.
Yeah.
So impossible for both of you.
Yeah.
Just in case this isn't clear from like in our planning session, there are two separate sets of teleportation crystal mirror things.
Mm-hmm.
And they each have... Well, actually, there's three separate sets.
But only two of them we have passwords
to. Two of them have command phrases.
Mm-hmm.
And if you say the command phrase, it activates. The command phrases are in Scald. The first one that's going to take you from ground floor up to the second floor of the tower, to the dining hall of the tower, is a gathering within the hall. Take one, take us all.
So only one person needs to say that for all of us to get through, right?
True, yes. But if one of us is incapacitated, who knows Scald? It's safer
everybody
for everybody
but
know
Marge
it.
And Valdine. As long as one of the other of you can still speak, I think we're just going to have to rely on that.
I'm imagining we get to the top of the tower.
And we can't get down.
And you guys, and only Marge and Valdine are left. Everyone who knows the passwords and knows Scald is just
gone. You guys live there.
You don't have the keys. Like, you got up without the keys, and you're tucked at the end. And Valdine's scared of heights.
Oh, it's great.
And he's at the top of this 120-foot tall tower, and you're like, do we try to climb down? What is, oh no.
I mean, that's going
to
happen now.
And you just
now that
die
you said it.
At the yep. top of the Pale Tower.
James will find a way.
Starvation, yeah.
Well, yeah. One of you starves to death. The
that's
other one.
True. The other one will have
lasts
something to eat.
A little bit longer and
yeah.
then
you know, I think Valdine's a bit more edible than a rat.
Whoa. I always pictured Marge as having a nice little bit of, rump. You're smaller, but you've got meat on the
bones.
You got
haunches, man. Yeah, you got some good haunches.
You got Valdine, the mom hips.
Valdine's a tasty snack.
You know it. So I think you guys realize kind of the futility of trying to teach them a rhyming couplet in another language.
Yeah, you can't even get us past
the
first word.
I think you
guys
give them a nice little introduction to Scald.
But yeah, I'm not expert. Like I know very well. I know very well in Scald. I know very yes. very well 25 of the letters, but yeah. I don't know why.
Oh, okay.
That was good.
Well, I shall teach them how to say hello.
That you can
That's
do.
That's smart.
that you can.
You know, give them something to get started.
Just so that when we show up places, it's less immediately obvious that they have no idea what's going on. Okay. Hello. Just say it in the most neutral tone possible. Hello.
Hello. It's good.
That was good.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much. You know, I've never done another language before.
Yes, you try not to move your tongue so much because
hello.
In Irisin, it is cold. We do not move the tongue. So, like, hello. It's just the tongue.
Hello.
The tongue kind of lays like a whale at the bottom of the ocean. Kind of
it is lazy. Also much easier for people who get tongues cut out to continue just talking regular language.
Oh, my.
There's another reason, yes, that it developed that way.
Yeah.
It evolved. It was organic. Very organic.
Let's get a snapshot of everyone. Just at some point throughout the day into the evening, what does it all look like?
Marge will be talking to Kappa as far as where to unload ghost stuff. Since I don't need to bring tents or sleeping bags or blankets or anything like that, I'm just going to only take what absolutely is needed on ghost.
Okay.
That way, if we need to put anything on ghost for the trip back, like a hurt person.
Loot. All of the loot.
Or loot. Yeah.
I'll carry as much as I can.
So yeah, I'll be, you know, the two rat folk.
Just the two of us. Talking about our dead husbands, just the two of us. You look like my dead girlfriend, just the two of us.
Amara just surrounded by all the misfortunes of her life.
Hello.
Haunted by mysteries.
Okay, so that's Marge. Who wants to go next?
I'll do Vasilisa. She is still really, really worried about her cards jumping out at her the other day.
Oh,
That's never happened before.
That was spooky.
So she's spending some time with her Haro deck, consulting her cards, contemplating what spells she wants to prepare the next day, what she thinks is going to be most important. And I think at some point she's probably going to do some just like little card tricks and little mini card readings for the kiddos, just to keep them distracted and cheer them up a little bit. Just be like, oh, would you like a little reading from the cards? And she's really missing her Haro mat and her fancy box and her incense, which are all on Marigold. But she's got her deck of cards, and that's really all she technically needs. So she's, you know, she's doing some nice little shuffling, and she's fanning them, and she's picking out cards and showing them to the kids. And some of the Haro cards are really grim, so I don't know if Kappa really necessarily likes this. But she's just trying to...
Oh, these look like Irisin children's stories.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, no problem at all.
The kids who know the secret path to the secret hiding place in case of an emergency.
These pictures are incredibly tame.
Right.
Man, this dwarf is having a very good time. So actually, the perfect card to draw for right now.
This bloody woman has her breasts covered. Oh, this is so... It's like PG.
Yeah.
This is lovely. We have an uprising. We have a brass dwarf. No problems in the card. Today is fine.
But he's excellent.
So she's mostly just doing it for show, but also deciding what do I want to have for my spells tomorrow and trying to figure out, wait, why did those three cards from that horror reading I did when I first met all these people pop out of my deck on their own? That's never happened before. I hope it never happens again, but what are they trying to tell me?
Bolka, Valdine, who wants to go next?
Valdine is working with his gunsmither kit. He's just kind of like cleaning his gun, takes it apart, puts it back together, reviews all his cartridges, counts his ammo, just kind of generally looks over his stuff, like gets an inventory of things.
Cool.
Yeah.
I am mostly reading and a little bit of writing, reading over like love poems and lyrics and stuff, and then writing jokes, but it's like 9 to 1, just reading, and then maybe I'll write one joke and then read. What about inside the hideout? What's the most interesting looking thing in there? There's just bunks and a candle, the candles.
You got a bunch of bunks, you got a table, and you have a little cooking stove and a shit bucket.
In that case, after I'm done reading and writing, I'll probably look in on Kappa and the kids and maybe do a quick sketch of just whatever they happen to be sitting there doing.
Okay.
Like if there's nothing interesting to look at in the room, I'll sketch them.
Okay.
I'll sketch Kappa and the kids.
It's cool. Kappa is sitting kind of off drinking some tea. And then in the center of the room, the kids are playing with Ghost.
Nice.
Because that's cute as shit.
It's good. There's a good chance for me to draw a weasel. I do not often draw a weasel, so that's good. I will do that.
Oh, you did not do sign for White Weasel?
Oh, no. The sign is wood carving. It was Arbogazer did that.
Oh, Arbogazer.
My sketches are amateur.
Yeah, that was me. I did that. I'm still here hanging out. There's so many NPCs. I was just listening to you guys because I don't understand the language. And also, I was tired. I've just been in my burrito.
And you look over at him and he's just curled up in his blanket.
Gnome burrito.
So when are we going to have him leave? To give him as much time as possible.
Same time.
Yeah, I was just going to leave in the morning when you guys leave. We head over to the portal, go through, wait a day.
What, right when you go through the portal, it's nice and calm as far as the weather goes. So that's a good place to stay. But also, because as soon as you walk outside that circle, it gets really, really, really windy and you can't see anything.
What? That's terrible.
It's actually very bad, yes. Yeah. But there's some igloos.
I'll be fine. I got my blankie.
And soon you'll have your there.
I just get so nervous. You're so little, you know. And
so are you.
That's true, but I'm with a group of people, and you're not.
Well, he says he's got it. I think he's good.
I have my blankie.
Okay.
Do you have a blankie?
I do, yes.
Fuck.
But I'm leaving it here.
You could say that she carries her blanket with her everywhere if you think maybe her very fuzzy form weasel counts as a blankie.
Oh,
you know?
That's true.
I think it does. If you stand it, it would be a really
good
one. Oh, my God. It's Arbogazer.
Arbogazer.
It's like a living blankie.
We do not skin our family.
It's very...
No, I would just...
That got very dark very quickly.
I'm sorry. I'll go to timeout.
Oh, no.
And he undoes his blankie burrito, and he makes sure that he just, like, turns around so his head is completely engulfed in it. So it's just, and he wraps himself back up, and it's just little feet sticking out now.
Aww.
When he undid it for a split second, did we see that he was naked?
Oh, fuck yeah. Of course he was.
He goes, body heat.
He goes to wrap himself up more, but just for a split second there.
Get a little bit of gnome butt.
Gnome peen. Oh.
Okay. You guys setting a watch?
I kind of feel like
we feel safe. Nothing bad has ever happened to us while we were sleeping.
Yeah, not it. I'm not taking a watch. I'm busy.
Oh, man.
Vasilisa, anyway, will propose. We have the whole,
day. There's so many people.
There's so
here
much
too.
Time and so many people. Mm. At least two people awake at any given time during the night.
Okay, so everybody buddy off.
If it's near the end of the night, maybe Bulka and Vasilisa take watch together last shift. Bulka prepares his spells for an hour while Vasilisa watches things. Vasilisa prepares hers. If there's an emergency, they're both technically awake and alert. They're just occupied for separate hours.
Okay.
So Vasilisa and Bulka.
I like the idea of maybe Valdine and Gary. Because then, if anything were to happen with Gary, if, you know.
You could shoot him, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yep.
I understand.
Oh, Valdine, why don't you go on watch with Gary? Big wink. Big wink. Points at your gun, points at him. Wink, wink.
Oh, you would take him outside.
So. Oh, no. I know we should definitely stay here.
I'll shoot him in here. Gotcha.
Yeah, that way the gun's muffled by the dirt.
Okay.
So you're good with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So we still have Hatch and Vrix and Ghost and Marge and Arbogazer and Kappa.
You can't really separate Marge and Ghost. So I feel like maybe Kappa and Arbogazer do one and then Marge and Ghost do one. Because we trust Kappa and Arbogazer. It's like Gary who's kind of like, and then Hatch can whenever he wants and Vrix can whenever he wants.
It's okay. I'm going to take care of the Gary problem.
I don't think it's a problem right now, Valdine.
Okay. I need everyone to give me perception checks.
Oh, no. It's fine. Bulka, roll well, please.
Not terrible.
Okay. So through... throughout the night, I just made a fun little table and I rolled some dice. Since you guys do not have Hatch and Ricks on it, they're going to try and play some pranks on you guys tonight.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute now. Come on.
They have I did some rolls, and they're going to end up pranking Gary and Ghost.
And Gary's on watch with me.
Yeah. So Gary's on watch with you.
I'm about to shoot a Faye.
With Marge. Oh, now they get a Gary.
Is good nature. There's no murder. Is good nature.
I don't know that.
So Ghost catches them in the middle of the prank. What were they trying to do to Ghost, and how did she catch them?
I bet you they were trying to tie Ghost's tail to something.
I like that.
Oh, nice.
Like a string or
right.
Like with a can? Or
sure. Or a beam or...
Doorknob?
A doorknob. Something, I would imagine.
Or one of the kid's tooth, and then you have Ghost run off, and it pulls the tooth out.
Ghost is the only thing Marge really has left. So Marge got a 17 to her perception, so she's very aware of anything that might happen around or to Ghost, for sure.
Yeah, you're watching as like this invisible string like walks over to
the
tail.
She's kind of like narrowing her eyes, like, what's that?
And you hear like
Hatch, is that you?
And they run away. And you've thwarted their prank.
The string like flies in the air and then falls to the ground.
And then, Valdine, what did you get on your perception?
I got an 18.
An 18, cool. So you see, what prank are they trying to pull on Gary? And how do you catch it, and do you stop it?
Are they trying to glue carrot sticks to his hand?
That's pretty good.
Oh, no!
Or they cast glitter dust on him?
Color spray.
Color spray, that's what it was.
No, I think they try to like take like whatever kind of soldier boots he's got. They try to lace his boots together as he's standing. He's kind of like standing there looking around. And he just stands for a minute and they just try to unlace one of them.
So Gary failed his perception check.
He doesn't notice.
You do. Do you say anything? Do you stop it? Or do you just let it happen?
I feel like Valdine would just let it happen.
He would. Yeah, he would.
Aw, like, so Gary hasn't had a bad enough day already.
Aww. No, I watched the whole time to make sure nothing bad happens to him. So they successfully tie his shoelaces
together.
Yeah. And then as soon as he starts to walk, I kind of walk over toward him, noticing he's about to trip over himself, and I kind of catch him before he hits the ground. Yeah. So it's not that bad.
It's a really good meet cute.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Ooh. Yeah, he's going straight for the table, and it's like, oh no, he's going to smash his head on the table and die, and you catch him. He's like, oh, thank you, Valdine. That was, that could have been scary. I guess I must have gotten my shoes tied together somehow.
And I just nod at him, like, I have no idea what he's saying.
You guys can't talk to each other.
So I'm just like, I'll point down at his shoes.
Oh, yes. That is weird. but the rest of the night goes by relatively unscathed, and we get a cutscene of Ricks and Hatch just being like, pranked. And that's the night. You guys wake up in the morning. Everything's fine.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Quick, go prepare your spells.
All right.
Let's go fight.
Yes.
And we march on the Pale Tower very slowly and carefully over the course of an entire day.
Right? Take the day.
Yeah.
You move nice and slow. You guys move stealthily. And you guys make your way.
But
it sounds like you're going to just take us there. I'm excited. Sorry, I gasped.
I mean,
I couldn't help it. It was involuntary.
You guys are taking all of your time.
Yep.
You are going extremely cautiously. You're moving slowly.
We're prepared to stop and warm up.
You're prepared to stop and
find
cover. You guys know what to look out for. I don't see any reason to slog through it.
Yay!
Yes.
So we don't have to roll cold checks?
No, because you're stopping any time.
Well, you need to,
For a fire.
Yep.
We're not using wands. Whenever we need to stop, we will stop.
You guys are taking a 4-hour journey, and you're extending it out to be the full day.
Yeah,
so
I
as
think
slow and careful as you want.
So anytime someone gets hypothermia, we're like stopping for a full like half hour?
No, we don't have to. We can wait.
I think when it starts to get to be a bit too much, like you fail 2 or 3 cold checks in a row, it's like, all right, we got to stop.
Okay.
Probably we're stopping like maybe every half hour for an hour. But yeah,
that was the gasp. I'm like, wait, are we not?
Which honestly,
rolling 100 checks
sounds reasonable. Yeah. Like 36. every half hour we stop by a fire for an hour to warm up because it's freaking cold and miserable.
I was ready to roll 36 gold checks.
Ooh, hell no.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I like this.
Yeah, me too. I'm ready.
It makes sense to me.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
We see the tower in the distance.
Do you?
I don't know. It's dark.
You guys have been walking.
I want to see a tower.
Back at the portal.
Okay, guys, let's just leave.
He said, call it good. Go to the frozen stream.
Forget that old blood pact thing.
Yeah, forget the blood pact.
No old
Baba Yaga,
matter.
She can just find her own way.
Forget all the stuff that was on Ghost that we left back at the...
Yeah, don't worry about it.
All of our rations and our tents.
And you guys move nice and slow. You take lots of breaks. You rest when you need to. You warm up when you need to. You take cover when you need to. And the day turns to night. In total, from leaving the hovel to getting to the Pale Tower, you guys spend 12 hours.
Wow! It's a long day.
It is.
It's so cold.
But it's worth it.
So as you guys kind of inch closer and closer, you can start seeing it through some of the trees. A crescent moon, inverted, comes into view at the top of this almost 120-foot high tower.
Wow.
That's shimmering in the moonlight, reflecting it out on the surrounding terrain. A giant icicle juts out of the ground, and you see the 30-foot wall surrounding the courtyard placed next to it, and at the tip of the tower is... kind of an inverted crescent moon shape. Its arms pointed towards the heavens. You all have made it to the Pale Tower.
What would Valdine know of typical, like, guard patrols from his military background?
What kind of schedule are you looking to get in on? Do you want to go in when people are most likely to be asleep? As many people as possible?
Yeah.
Do you
want
to catch
them all in one area? All their armor off and lie down naked.
So I think if you went at like 11 p.m.
Nice.
That is going to be peak. People are naked.
Nice. Let's go when as many people are naked as possible.
Let's get in a position.
Make it more likely for us to be able to sneak into the water easily.
Let's get in a position where we can see somewhat of the top of that wall.
Okay, let's set a careful just for warmth little fire.
We'll put a tarp over all of us.
Yes, and we'll keep the tarp between us and the terror, and we will just kind of stay warm and wait and watch. Okay.
You all do that.
Yeah.
It's now 11.
Do we get any sense, like, is there a regular patrol that we could time that we noticed on the wall?
That's what I was asking. That's what I was asking about as far as looking at the tower. I wanted to see the border patrol along the wall. I want to count it out.
Yeah.
Valdine's strategically counting.
You've got a few hours to do that, so that's good.
We got 4 hours.
You guys, you can totally do that. Every half hour, you'll see guards up on the walkways.
Okay. So at every half hour. There's a patrol across the top of the wall, so we're going to have to get between that patrol and their approach to the inner section.
I will be out.
Here's the real map.
Halfway.
Whoa.
It's so pretty.
Oh my goodness. How about...
Angry Pac-Man looks even angrier.
Yeah.
Oh my.
So you guys are off, like...
Over here.
In the trees.
Yeah,
yes. In the
somewhere.
So
to the north of the tower.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah. North of the tower.
Very good.
How about halfway between patrols, we go up?
Mm-hmm.
That way they have not just barely left, they're not just barely coming. About when we see one patrol leave, we start approaching and I grow my beanstalk.
And then I'll fly the rope ladder the rest of the way.
Okay, yes.
That sounds good.
Okay.
And we go do that.
All right, you guys ready?
Let's do it.
Ready, let's go.
All right, which side?
It's been a year, James.
Yeah, tower. We're going to come in on the side.
Yeah. This side or this side?
Where's the...
I feel like we should put it right there.
In
the corner between...
Right where the courtyard meets the tower.
The stairway is right there. Yeah. We can sneak through that real fast.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Agreed.
Let's get some stealth checks.
That's right, stealth.
You guys are approaching the tower. You may have timed it really well.
Oh, that's now I roll a natural 20. Roll some good rolls, guys.
No.
Please.
So I'm going to tell you guys what you need to beat. All right?
Oh.
Does anybody beat a minus 13?
What?
A minus 13. Does anybody beat that?
I think we all
do. Yeah. I think so. Yes. Yeah.
I think you guys are
now
fine.
Now I feel
then.
Like my roll was wasted. I got a 20.
I know. I got a natural 20 as well.
Damn.
Quick, before anybody else does anything, who has snowflakes?
I do.
I have one.
I have two.
One.
I got a couple.
Okay. And he just holds up a snowball.
Thank you, Hatch.
You're welcome.
Okay, prank. Cool.
He's going to prank. Do not. He hit me with one the other day and knocked me out cold.
Oh, no.
It was just a rock.
Oh, no.
Cold. Very cold rock.
Yeah, yes, a cold.
That was good. Okay, so Vasilisa, you go over. You need to... It's on your spell list, so you can just do it. Right, yes. You burn your
Vasilisa
scroll.
Vasilisa goes over. She pulls out a scroll of climbing beanstalk. She unfurls the scroll, and she reads it, says the words of the spell, and the scroll kind of dissipates into nothingness, fancy style. Ooh, sparkles. And this really sturdy, really abnormally large beanstalk just sprouts straight from the snow, and clinging to the wall starts to climb its way up. But in only 6 seconds, this beanstalk has sprouted and grown 20 feet directly up along the wall. And it's got all sorts of great hand and footholds and these big old green leaves. And interestingly, it also has some really big, nice-looking beans hanging on it. You could pick those beans and eat them if you wanted to. Full edible.
Nice.
Nutritious. Sweet. Mm.
Food for later.
Vasilisa snags some beans and shoves them in a pouch for later, because fresh veggies are hard to come by in Arison.
Mm-hmm. So you're a bean trader. That's what we're here for. We're trading beans.
And this well, yes.
This
we
is
need
a DC 5 to climb, right?
DC 5 to climb. And I guess we pull out the rope ladder and hand it
off
to get
Vricks.
Flown
off to Vricks
up.
And it gets flown up and goes, all right, here we go. And he flies it up and comes back down. And he's like, all right, I think I got it. Now, I believe only one of you needs to roll.
Except I'm going to use my aid another for Valdin to give him a +4 to his skill.
The rest of us, it might just take us a while to climb, but we're going to make it. Is that what you're saying?
How long does your aid another last?
It's per skill check.
Per check.
So
per check.
His roll. His first roll.
So every check, she can do it.
Okay.
Separately.
Okay, never mind then. Yeah, you guys are fine. You all make it up.
And then what about me?
Marge just Volca, has to climb too, next to
him. What are you at, Volca, for climb?
-2.
He's same as me.
Oh.
Okay. I'm at -1.
So. Yeah.
And I can only do it once per 6 seconds, so unless, you know.
I'm imagining Marge just very carefully ushering the men up this and going back
you guys
down
just
and
take
usher.
5 minutes to climb it. I think that's what's going to happen.
Slowly.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vasilisa's like, don't look up my skirt, okay? This is awkward. And she's just shoving handfuls of beans in her pouch and climbing very slowly.
Okay, so you guys manage to climb up. You have your cute little rope ladder, and you all get to the top of the stairwell.
Real quickly, before I forget, I am using my scrolls of hex ward.
And what else did you cast on yourself?
And I'm casting mage armor on myself with my wand. So
okay. And like I was saying before we go in, I have a way to connect us all through life, where if anyone should fall, like in battle, that energy would be pulled. Volca would pull energy from all of us and give to that fallen ally. You are all okay with this?
Well, sounds like you know what you're doing, if you think it's wise.
I think that might be a good idea.
I mean, I just trust Goddess, and she never let me down before.
Okay.
Well, we'll see if Volca provides.
Indeed.
All right, then I'm going to cast Life Pact.
Well, that sounds a bit more serious than what you were making it sound like. Like a life pact?
It's kind of, I mean, now we have blood oath
shared
life pact. Yeah. We're just bound together extra tight.
But and for 5 minutes.
Well,
is life, is pact, no is 5 minute pact.
So sneak inside the door quick.
Going to go in and come down the stairs. You.
Yes.
No fire. Once we do this door, till we get to the next level.
What?
Ice elemental. will attack you.
Oh.
If he sees fire.
Oh, damn.
If he doesn't, you should leave us alone.
Suka.
We just have to go. Straight to the right, through this door. There's the mirror. We see the thing. Poof, we're up.
Okay.
But if he sees fire, he'll attack you. Oh. And if we get too close, I don't work here. You guys don't work here. Only listens to people who work here. Just don't get too close. I think we'll be okay. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Right to the mirror.
Right in the mirror.
Let's go.
Rix, open the door. They want you to do that.
Yeah, I know. So, Rix opens the door to the stairwell.
All right.
Creep! Oh, I'm just kidding.
Jeez.
it opens up. And you guys can go in. Talk to me about party order. What's your marching order?
If I go first and we encounter anybody, if anybody wakes up, I could possibly talk way out of it or convince them or charm them or something.
Sure, that's very true. Okay. So Boko goes first and then I will go with Ghost.
I'll go third, I guess.
Are you riding Ghost?
Yes.
Where do you guys want Hatch and Bricks?
They're little, right? Hatch can sit.
Floaters.
Hatch can sit on Ghost if he wants, but I figure Bricks would just fly.
Vasilisa.
I'm in the back.
Bringing up the rear.
So, Boka, you lead the way. You guys enter, and it is an entire building made out of ice. If you know about, like, ice hotels and shit, it's like that.
Neat.
Except for much more opulent.
Real thick.
This place looks expensive.
Yeah, it does.
You didn't prepare a message today, did you?
I did.
You did? But you haven't cast it.
You know what? I will.
Nice.
Before we go in?
It makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah, I will. I'm going to cast message, and I think I can't include Bricks and
Nope,
Hatch,
it's just the four of us.
But the four of us.
That's fine.
Have been.
Jinx.
I'm okay with that.
Valdine and Hatch at the same time. That's fine.
That's fine.
I talk pretty quiet anyway.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me three.
Shh, Bricks, be quiet.
Jesus, fuck Bricks.
It's really hard not to cast fire right now.
On what?
I don't know. It's knowing that I can't be surrounded by ice.
She's a creature of habit, okay? Everyone,
so cold.
Focus.
This is not the time for this.
Stay frosty.
Oh, God, Svoka. My goodness.
Okay, so you guys enter. You walk down the icy steps until you reach kind of a landing room at the bottom where there is a wooden door.
Do you hear anything through the door?
Do I hear anything through the door with a 22?
You hear a very faint bubbling.
I think the water elemental is correctly inside there. Some kind of bubbling.
Okay, let's just not cast fire and be careful, I guess.
We can trust Hatch.
Okay, let's go.
This is a sensation that I don't think Boka has ever felt. And it's a sensation that is probably familiar to the rest of you. Because Boka, you open the door and you are hit with a wave of warm, humid air.
Oh, this is like the hot springs, that's right.
And it fills the room with a light haze hanging, and you can see condensation hanging on the surrounding surfaces, including six pillars of ice, which surround a bubbling, steaming pool. To either side, short hallways lead to crystal-like mirrors, spanning nearly floor to ceiling.
Oh, dear, no, careful of the mirrors. Witches can see you through those, remember.
We're going to walk right up to them. That's the port. That's the mirror.
I thought we were going to mirror.
Let's go.
You guys are having this conversation. There are two mirrors, two types of mirror. These here, these are mirror mirrors. These
they're
are big
the
crystalline
crystal.
Reflective
teleporters.
Oh, yeah, they're not the gotcha. Teleporters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to try and I see the mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try and spend as little time as possible within like
their line of sight.
Within their line of sight and just try and cut quickly around a safe corner like to get
here
to there or something where the mirrors can't see me and then kind of wait for everybody else and try and just crouch maybe to give everyone the feeling of like be quick and sneaky.
Okay. Give me a stealth check.
Oh, well.
You said you wanted to be sneaky.
I mean, I don't know about all that.
I'm going to need one from everybody.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Bulka's is a negative one.
Oh my God. Seriously?
Yes.
Oh.
Sorry, Valdine.
I got a 6 for Vasilisa.
21 for Marge.
Valdine didn't roll very well either. But it's still a 15.
Not a -3.
No, it's not negative. I have +6 to my stealth.
Killing me.
So 21 for Marge and a 23 for Ghost. We're just little furry animals with the soft pads of our feet just...
Meanwhile...
Like, I run around the corner and I go to crouch, and when I crouch, my half-plate armor just kind of like clink, clink, clink. Like,
oh, no. You hit the wall, and like clunk.
I should have just stood, and I didn't.
Vasilisa slips on the ice stairs and goes, oh, and catches herself.
Everyone give me perception checks.
Vasilisa slips and goes, motherfucker.
Oh, Dermo.
Oh, suka.
Suka, dear.
21 for Valdian on perception.
10 for Vasilisa. 20 for Marge and an 11 for Ghost.
8 for Volka.
So you all are crossing this hall to the corner. While you're doing it, you're various levels of noisy.
Yes. Fair.
Volka being the most noisy and the least perceptive doesn't see it. But as soon as Bulk is across the hallway and whoever goes next, you kind of glance around and you're like, and you look over and you look at the steaming, bubbling pool, and you just see like an amorphous head just like, it just follows you guys across. And then the next person goes and they like snap over and they're like, watch you go across. And then the next person goes and watches you go across.
But Hatch said it won't attack.
And you're all around the corner.
Okay,
and you can't
go,
see it anymore.
Go to the mirror. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go.
Okay, guys, go to the mirror now.
Okay,
everybody,
say the words. Say the words.
Oh, yes, it's my turn. A gathering within the hall. Take one. Take us all.
And the mirror glows faintly.
Go through the mirror. Yes.
The water elemental has taken its amorphous head and created an extremely long amorphous neck. And you just see it like stretching like 10 feet out of the pool to look around the corner as you guys just like all go through the mirror.
Oh,
and then the last person looks back at the water elemental.
That's Vasilisa.
And you make eye in quotation marks contact with it. And you just see, like, some shoulders come out of the pool, and they shrug, and then everything just, like, slithers back into the pool. All right.
Okay.
Thank you for not setting it on fire.
That's awesome.
What do we see? What do we see through the other side?
Oh, through the other side?
Woo!
You guys skip floor one.
I am so stoked about that.
Oh, boy.
Now we're just going to get flanked. No problem.
No, we're in this little enclosed hallway. So let's.
Although floor one's probably where I could have kicked the most ass.
Right? All those
Welcome
naked guards.
To floor two.
Oh, that's right. We start in the dining hall, huh?
Yeah. You guys exit the crystal after going through it. It feels weird. It feels tingly. It feels very cold, especially going from a nice, hot, humid room. And you enter a room with a long, bending table that takes up the majority, while 20 feet above hangs a chandelier of crystals. At either end of this crescent-shaped table is a doorway, and a small set of stairs leads down a central hallway of the tower. On the table... What did you guys get for your perceptions?
A 21 for Marge and 18 for Ghost. I think
24.
Yeah.
Vasilisa had the worst out of 10.
And I got a 12, I think.
Vasilisa, both of you guys don't see it. Marge and Valdine, you do. Sitting on the table, lounging on top of some leftover cakes. And with a very large goblet in between them. You guys see two Atomies just kind of chilling. Atomies are minuscule green-skinned humanoids that wield needle-thin rapiers with a pair of dragonfly wings. You guys had a lot of these at the lodge.
Bad.
There's
memories.
Just two of them just kind of chilling there, and you see that they're just like kind of chatting, and they turn and look at you guys.
What about Hatch and Vrix?
What's up, fuckers?
And they kind of like give a little start.
Or these your friends, Vrix.
Oh, Vrix, what are you doing here? We have not seen you in so long. Yes, my friend, it has been quite a long time. And who are these tall fuckers you have brought here? You have missed the festivities. Yes, you should have been here earlier. We put on quite the performance.
Oh, you know me. I'm just hanging with some new people nowadays. Brought these guys over from that hot place they sent me to.
Oh, yes, they sent you over to Taldor. Yes, Taldor, it is a faraway place, and I am glad you have been come back here now. And these are new prisoners or something? Yes, are these new prisoners you have brought for the White Witch?
And Vrix just, like, turns and looks at you all.
Yeah, these are prisoners that I captured by myself, and I'm here to get rewarded for capturing them alive, not dead, which is a lot harder to do.
Oh, you are right, Vrix. It is much harder to capture people alive than it is to capture dead people. Yes, it makes more sense to capture an alive person than a dead one. Otherwise, they are not really captured, are they?
I would like to try to aid Vrix's deception.
You sure?
By in Taldane saying, "Oh no, even more fey in this terrifying winter place." And then I wink at Marge. So she knows, because this isn't Taldane now. Yeah. So you understand that?
I'll chime in too. Like, it's so cold here. How are we going to escape? To try to aid as well.
Both of you give me aid rolls. Okay. This is going to be fucking hard.
Ooh, I aid. I successfully
can
aid
I just
barely.
Use my aid another?
I mutter under my breath, try to look scared, Marge. Or prisoners. Oh.
Okay, then I got a 16.
And I give Vrix a +4 to
so
his skill check.
So I give an aid.
I feel like Vrix should be good at lying.
What is he?
Not. He's not.
Okay.
No, he's definitely more of a just tell, say it as it is type of person.
Yeah.
So what did you get?
I got a 10.
You got a 10, so you aid, mm-hmm. David.
Yeah, I aid as well. Aid.
Marge, what?
I did my aid another on him, which gives him a +4.
So that's +8.
So +8. He rolled a 5.
Okay, these guys don't seem that smart.
So that's a 13 total.
Oh, Vrix, you do not need to lie to us about such a thing. We know you did not capture these people on your own. Please, be truthful with us. We are your fair brethren. How did you come across these people?
Oh, all right. You want the truth. The truth is that these guys caused a lot of trouble on the other side, and they killed a lot of people, and I'm here now because apparently it's up to me to make sure these guys come to this tower and see who they need to see. You know, this is now my mission. I'm here because stuff got so messed up over there by them, they have to come here now. And I think that's the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
That's not really a bluff.
It totally is the truth, yeah.
He is bluffing.
He's bluffing based on their lack of understanding what he's really saying.
Yes.
Yeah. I gotcha.
So I'm going to give him a little tiny bonus because I can, and I'm God.
Oh, we're fine with that, God.
He got one better than last time.
Oh,
so.
Shit.
Vrix, it is all okay, my friend. It is going to be fine. Yes, Vrix, it is going to be quite fine. Please come, join us. Lask, let us come. Let us take these prisoners to their new home. Ah, yes, brother, let us do that.
And the two little Atomies look at each other. And they turn to look at you guys. And they both disappear.
Well, shit.
And we're going to roll for initiative next time! Our heroes have infiltrated the tower. They've made it to the second floor. But Vrix, the stupid piece of shit, could not bluff his way past these two jesters. What's gonna happen next? Oh, I can't wait to find out next time on the Dimension Door Podcast.
Finally some combat. Yes.
I know.
Ho ho ho! Thanks for listening to the Dimension Door podcast. Our audio editing and music is by Zach Kreitler, except for our bumper tracks, which are by MDK Music. Spell effects by Sirenscape. It's that time of year, the time of year where we ask you to vote for us in the Audioverse Awards. We've made it to the finals in three categories. Go to audioverseawards.net/vote. The more people you vote for, the more points the votes are worth. Vote up to 10 in each category and have us at the top of the list to get us the most points. If you're looking for something more to listen to while you wait for our next episode, go check out Severed Fate, our second show, which is run by Amanda. You can find it wherever you listen to podcasts by searching for Severed Fate, a Dimension Door podcast.